News. Llandudno Centre gets excellent. Care Inspectorate Wales has officially recognised our Centre of Wellbeing in Llandudno as excellent, the highest possible rating. Excellent status acknowledges the care provided by the charity as outstanding and confirms that high quality care is being delivered and that recipients of care are central in planning the services and support they receive. To celebrate this fantastic achievement, staff, volunteers and blind veterans held a party where they enjoyed Prosecco, cake and live music. HMS Sultan Summer Camp 2024. This year, Andy Salter, who was previously organising secretary for the Sultan Summer Camp, announced he was stepping down from the role. Andy had this message to share with members. Please rest assured that although I have stepped down as organising secretary, the camp will carry on. A local newspaper described the camp as a week packed full of fun and exciting diverse activities. The camp has welcomed blind veterans now for many years. Why not give it a try? The calling notice for next year will appear in an early edition of the review in 2024, sharing contact and application details. The provisional dates are the 2nd to the 10th of August 2024, but will be confirmed in the calling notice. Safeguarding Adults Week 2023. Safeguarding Adults Week is the 20th to the 24th of November 2023. During this week, we want to raise awareness of what safeguarding is, what to do about it, and outlining our commitment as a charity to ensuring all members are safe. And a recording of this new safeguarding leaflet will follow, which outlines what you can do if you or someone you know needs support or has a concern. To find out more about safeguarding, including the most common types of abuse, go to www.blindveterans.org.uk/safeguarding. Share your remembrance photos. Are you going to any remembrance events this month? We want to share all your photos from remembrance in our December issue of Review. Send your photos in to revieweditor@blindveterans.org.uk by the 15th of November 2023. Changes to allocation of tips at the centres. We know many of our members who visit our centres like to leave a tip for the service they've received there. Whilst we want to reassure you that tips are not necessary and your time with us at the centre is our privilege, we understand it is your right to do so if you wish. In the past, our process was to collect and distribute these tips to all staff across the charity, not just to centre-based staff. Recent legislation has been changed, creating a statutory obligation on employers to allocate the full tip, gratuities and service charges to the workers who were specifically intended to receive it. Following this change in legislation, tips will be distributed to our operational centre-based employees only, excluding senior managers. If you'd rather give a donation during your stay, you can do this by speaking to the hospitality teams at either centre who will be happy to assist. And now the September 2023 lottery results. Winners of the £1,000 prize: Mr. Clegg Fowler, Mr. Gambrill, Mrs. Lloyd. Winners of the £100 prize: Mrs. Bullen, Mrs. Forsyth, Mr. Nalon, Mr. Robson, Miss Urch. And winners of the £50 prize: Miss B, Mrs. Brazier, Mr. Laverty, Mrs. Mills, Mr. Mullis, Mrs. Weirmouth, Ms. Parker, Mrs. Sunderland, Mr. Warne, and Mr. Watt.